AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says he's exploring whether he can send American criminals jailed in the most severe cases to be incarcerated in other countries.
If we had the legal right to do it, I would do it in a heartbeat. I don't know if we do or not. We're looking at that right now. But we could make deals where we'd get these animals out of our country.
Yesterday, El Salvador offered to take them in, along with migrants in the U.S. illegally, whom Trump is seeking to deport. President Trump and his top advisors say the case for a 3 to 5 year timeline for reconstruction of Gaza, as laid out in the temporary truce agreement, is not viable. Trump is renewing his call to Arab nations to relocate displaced Palestinians. He meets today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one of key GOP senators backing.
As the Senate Finance Committee voted on advancing Kennedy's Health and Human Services nomination to the full chamber,
Mr. Cassidy.
Louisiana's Bill Cassidy, a doctor who has said Kennedy's vaccine skepticism bothers him, voted with all other Republicans.
He'll be the secretary.
Cassidy says in exchange for his backing, Kennedy's promised, among other things, not to change existing vaccine recommendations.
I will watch carefully for any effort to wrongfully sow public fear about vaccines.
Democrats like Raphael Warnock say putting Kennedy in charge of America's health is simply wrong.
He's unqualified, and I dare say everybody here knows it.
A full Senate vote will be scheduled, as will another for Tulsi Gabbard, after the Senate Intelligence Committee advanced her nomination to be the nation's intelligence director. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say the remains of all 67 victims of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport have been recovered. This is AP News.
The Met Gala revealed the dress code for its annual lavish celebration of fashion in May. Guests should plan to suit up. The theme is Tailored for You, a nod to the accompanying exhibit's focus on suiting and menswear. The Costume Institute of the Metropolitan Museum of Art also announced it'll be reviving a former tradition of a host committee. It's basically a new slate of high-profile celebrities on top of the previously announced hosts, Pharrell Williams, Lewis Hamilton, Coleman Domingo, A$AP Rocky, and LeBron James. New hosts include Simone Biles, Janelle Monáe, Ayo Edebiri, Spike Lee, and many more. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Calm returned to Wall Street, and tech stocks led U.S. stocks higher. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% today. This was a day after swinging sharply on worries that the Trump tariffs could spark a trade war. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.